When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to another Captaincy video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. Here we will discuss our plans. I usually say to Captain Salah, but it's a bit different this time around. Other players are in contention. Our plans to captain whoever in game week 12. My name is Joe, and joining me to discuss the best armband candidate, Fantasy Football Scout Deputy Editor Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joe. It's been nice to have a few days off before or ahead of a really busy period now. I think we've got 9-10 game weeks before the end of the year. So, it's been nice to take a few days off and a bit of a pause before the madness begins.
Yes, definitely. It's been quite nice to do that. I was slightly busy with videos last week. I had a new Meet the Manager video out. And so I do urge people to go and have a look at that as well. That was something, quite any time, it's about... it's with Simple Goal, otherwise known as Dave, who runs a league for Fantasy Premier League managers and their children. And can we learn anything from their children? So quite a few notable names like Mark Southerns, etc. and Son are in that league. So well worth looking at. Before we look at the captaincy candidates, I understand you've got a few words to say about Fanteam.
Yep, so we're partnered with Fanteam over at Scout. There is the season-long game, which we usually mention on this, but also the weekly monsters. The weekly monsters are essentially a free hit kind of squad for the game week. And I believe that the game week 12 one is going live very soon, either today or tomorrow. So have a look in the description below and get involved if you like the sound of it. But they're a lot of fun.
Great. We'll have a look at the main candidates now. So usually we say we're going to captain Salah. Goodbye, everyone. But his dominance as the permanent captain could be put to the test this week, particularly among the FPL dreamers who think that Conte and Spurs' a lack of catch-up will pour some life and FPL points into Kane, Son and our FPL teams, if we own one of them, that is. So let's start with Kane and Son. Salah has Arsenal. Kane and Son have Leeds. Kane has... I wrote this note here. Kane has an international hat-trick. He has two international hat-tricks. It's seven goals. Yeah. So he added another four by the time I wrote these notes yesterday. And he's playing further forward for club and country. You probably noticed that. So can Kane and indeed Son challenge Salah for the captaincy? And which is best? So, yeah, two questions there. Can they challenge Salah? And who out of Kane and Son is the better?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I do think that that Salah Old Trafford hat-trick has maybe scared people a little off moving off Salah. You know, that week it was quite a few people went for Havertz when he had Norwich at home, and people felt like moving the captain to see them that week, and they just got punished beyond belief. I mean, what was it, 7-0 for Chelsea, Havertz, no attacking returns at all. They really got punished for it. But that shouldn't essentially, you know, play. You've got to treat this game week as a standalone round of fixtures. And so Kane and Son are the probably outside of Salah are the best options, aren't they? I think this week, I mean, what, we've had two games of Conte since he came in. We had the Everton 0-0 when Spurs didn't have a shot on target in the last round of fixtures. But before that, we had the win over Vitesse in Europe, which was a bit more lively. They've used a 3-4-3 in both matches with Maurer as the third attacker. And Kane, you know, he's looked a little lost this year, hasn't he? Following the kind of the Man City speculation in the summer. But back-to-back hat-tricks and four last night, albeit against weaker opposition. You know, Albania and San Marino certainly aren't anywhere near the level of the Premier League sides, but it will do his confidence no harm at all, will it?
No.
It'll give him a bit of a boost. Son has been away on international duty too. There was talk of him having a little knock, but he's fine, I believe. So it's interesting. We've got a couple of players now who are relatively low-owned to shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, also what we've got here with Kane and Son, it's something, I mean, we have got some stats we're going to put up about players shortly when we discuss some of the other options and see how they compare. But I find the interesting decisions around captaining Kane and indeed Son are based around that terrible feeling of gut feeling. That terrible doesn't mean anything. People want stats. They want research into this.
And
you have to use the eye test. You have to see where Kane is playing. But you also have to look at the fitness levels of Spurs. They are one of, if not the unfittest teams in the Premier League, which is why Conte has banned ketchup, etc. for them. But also, you've got to look at where Kane's playing, where Son's playing. Can Conte bring them around? I don't doubt Kane and Son for any minute, but it's the other lads I have a problem with. And, you know, are they up to it? And so I wonder with Leeds, and Leeds defence is getting better. But I just wonder, if Kane is coming back on those hat-tricks. So it's that feeling of like, will those back-to-back hat-tricks for his country? He has also scored a hat-trick for Spurs before in the Europa League conference, whichever they're in. So it's a feeling of, has that sparked his renaissance? Is he over whatever was going on in the summer about his move? Is he now just thinking records? He clearly is with England because he's broken a couple this week. He's starting to challenge the likes of Dixie Dean, and he's going way back now. He's becoming historic, and I think that could play into his hands with Spurs. With the picture we got up on the screen is Kane with Conte, and when he looks, I mean, I never saw any pictures of him with Nuno. I never saw any comments about it. But you can't. Someone like Kane must have looked at Nuno, and just thought, "What the hell is going on here?" But he looks at someone like Conte, you know, on the training pitch, and he's thinking world class, absolute top manager. So for me, Kane's still my vice captain. he's very near to being the captain. He's in your team as well. Is he going to be your captain?
Yeah, he'll be the vice captain for me. I think going back to what you said, I think everybody's concern at the moment is the supply line there for Spurs. Yeah. And you look at that team, and the creativity is probably going to come from the wing backs and the wide areas, because they're setting up with a back three, and then you've got Højbjerg and Skip in front of that. But I do think in a Conte system, I don't think they're necessarily reliant on one player for creativity. Yeah. I think that his patterns of play, which he's used throughout his managerial career, will ensure they do create chances. Yeah. I think they'll be fine over the next few fixtures. I think they'll tick along.
Yeah.
This game is probably one of the trickier ones that they've got, though, against Leeds out of this next run of four, which we're all looking at. I mean, you touched on it then, that the Leeds defensive numbers have improved, and they have since that Liverpool game when they got beaten comfortably. I think they've conceded seven big chances over the since game week five. But opposition, we've got to think about. You know, they've played Norwich, Watford, Newcastle during that time, and fixtures often dictate that kind of thing, and form and defensive numbers and things like that. They've still conceded. I think they've still conceded in their last three, albeit just one goal in each of them. I think looking at Leeds, and from working, you know, and scout over the past few months and even last year, you know, I've always noticed they tend to give up more chances from the centre of the pitch. which is obviously the zone Kane's working in. And I don't know about you, Joe, but if I, you know, people say, who do you prefer, Son or Kane? If both of them are playing at a good level, I'd always take Kane over Son. That's not to say I love Son as well. I started the season with him. Mm-hmm. He's a very good option. But if they're both at that level, mm-hmm. where they're both firing, I feel more comfortable as a Kane owner.
Because
I'm kind of scared of Kane when he's at that level and I don't
Kane,
own him.
Kane is on penalties. So there's that to him as well. But also with Son and Kane in the current setup with Conte, Conte has repeatedly spoken about the importance of Kane playing up front, being that centre forward. So that indicates that Son is one of a number of players who is there to feed Kane. Son is not there to be up top, to be the main man with Kane feeding him. It's the other way round. I mean, that's whether that transpires to be the case, but that's all we can go on at the moment. And so for me, Son is a good option if you think Kane's going to do well. Someone's got to assist him. Also, Son gets those 5 points compared to four for a goal. But for me, it's penalties. It's things the managers are saying. It's the fact he scored, I know, against very lowly opposition, but nevertheless, 7 goals for a striker who is chasing records across the board. I think that says to me he is a strong captain.
Yeah, it's not going to do him any harm at all, those goals, is it, coming back into it? Conte's had Liverpool limited time with the team, you know, but there have been some squad players training with him over the break.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see improvement from them over the next few weeks. Whether or not I'm happy as an owner to vice this week, monitor that performance.
Yeah.
And if he performs, then once the next three come about, I think it's Burnley next, but then after that they've got 2 home games, then we might revisit and he might be at a point where we can say we're going to captain Kane and vice Salah or whatever. But at the moment, a really good option this week. Yeah. That's where I'll be looking if I don't want to go with Salah.
Yeah.
But maybe not quite at the Liverpool man's level.
And I think we have to look at, I mean, a lot of people don't like to look at ownership, but I think you have to. When you've got a player like Salah who is, you know, around my rank, he's looking at something like 180, 190% effective ownership. So if I've got him and I'm not captaining him, that's 80 to 90% of a player's points, the best player in the Premier League's points, that go against me immediately. Whereas Kane at the moment, around my rank, last week was about 5%. It's currently about 6 or 7. It could get up to 10. But in the top 10,000, where I'm not in, so if you're watching and listening in the top 10,000, it was around 25% ownership, 1 in 4 last week. And that's before back-to-back hat-tricks. So I'm anticipating that to be much bigger, maybe 50%. So I think he becomes, you know, in terms of effective ownership, no longer a differential, depending on where your rank is. For where I am in the rankings at the moment, and maybe for yourself, I think he is still a strong... Simply owning him and him doing well is enough. But captaincy, Salah. So,
That's how I feel too.
What is the case for Salah? It's against Arsenal. So on paper... That doesn't look too appetising. But what is the case for captaining Salah?
Well, elite numbers, elite goal threat, consistency. You know, Salah's blanked once in 11 game weeks, and that was way back in game week 2. He hasn't quite hit those heights over the last 2 game weeks, but he's still ticking over with a couple of assists. Mane, lost my earplug too. I've lost, so possibly Mane as well. You'd expect Jota to be a little bit more secure now. Simicast to come in, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Will that have an effect on Liverpool? I don't think Robertson's been at a great level this year anyway, so I don't think the left-back position will be harmed too much by this. But you touched on Arsenal then, Joe, and they're in a good moment at the moment. You know, they're undefeated since game week 3, I think it is, since that heavy loss against Man City. Back-to-back clean sheets. But again, like with Leeds, they've benefited from a kind of run. And we saw Palace ask quite a few questions of them only 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I think Liverpool, you would back them to score 1 or 2 this game week, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think. And, you know, I had a quick look at where Arsenal have been conceding their chances. And interestingly, they've conceded more from their right since game week 4 than the left. I think it's a 35-23 split, which surprised me a little bit, because when I watch Arsenal, it's the left back who is the more advanced, whether that be Tierney or Tavares. They seem to get a lot higher up the pitch. And as a from a purely eye test kind of point of view, I'd prefer the right winger, which is Salah, to be attacking Arsenal, because I think there seems to be more space. The data doesn't back that up, but certainly from what I'm seeing on the pitch, that would be the side that I would prefer. And I think you'd back Salah in this fixture to get something.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is, you know, if a player is fixture-proof, it is him. But, I mean, let's see if the stats back that up. So there's two usual sorts of stats we look at, the opposition and the expected goal involvements recently of players. So let's have a look at the so-called whipping boys first. This shows that Manchester United and Watford, that looks a game. So we'll come to Ronaldo in a bit later. So they are the two worst defences at the moment. But we have to go right the way down the list, really, to start looking at, say, Leeds, for example, with four big chances conceded. They've actually conceded four goals, and their expected goal conceded is just over four. So they're sort of on doing well in terms of what they should be. They're doing as they should be, really. Yeah. But just around where they are as well, with seven big chances conceded, is Arsenal. They've had a couple of clean sheets. They've conceded three, but they should have conceded about four. So their defence against elite finishers, they could perhaps be conceding some more. So in terms of opposition, if it comes to Kane or Son against Leeds or Salah against Arsenal, if you think for some reason at the moment that Leeds is the worst defence, it's possible that you need to have a look again at that, because they're pretty much very similar. But you did say it was about the opposition, the last four might count in Leeds' favour.
Yeah, I think those Arsenal numbers, they relied on a Ramsdale kind of masterclass at Leicester, didn't they, to keep a clean sheet. Yeah. Whether that happens every week or not, it's debatable. I think they're improving defences, but I don't think they're great defences, either of them. And for a player like Salah, I mean, we've seen already this season, he's returned big against the best defences in the league, whether that's Man City against Chelsea, albeit it was a penalty in that one, but Salah can do it against anybody. So when we're talking about maybe an upper mid-table defence in Arsenal, I'd still back Salah to get a return in that one. And he's still the go-to option this week, I think. But of course, there are some other interesting players, and you can see Watford on that list at the top. So maybe that opens up for those still owning Ronaldo an option.
Well, we'll look at expected goal involvement in a sec. I just wanted to welcome those that have joined us in the live chat. So there's nearly 400 of you so far. Thank you for joining us in your lunch time. Only 49 likes. So 9 out of 10 of you haven't liked us yet. So even if you don't, just press it anyway. So press that like button, please. It helps something complicated to do with algorithms, but... I'll leave that for the tech boffs there. But thank you to Nuclear Atoms, Wayne Robinson, Adil, Daniel, Baker 343, Linash, Tony, Corey, John, Jack. I was Jack Brokenshire, and that's Tony D as well. They're regulars here. Thank you for so much for joining us. If you do have any questions for us, we haven't got too much time. This is quite a short video, but we'll try our best, and hopefully we'll cover them anyway when we look at some of the other options. So at the moment, we're looking at Salah captain. Kane and Son are very viable alternatives, and it does depend on where you are in the rankings in terms of where you want to, what you want to gain from captaining, say, a differential or perhaps not a differential, Kane, depending on where you are. So let's look at expected goal involvement. This is for the last four game weeks. It's the top 10, and I've added in Son, Kane and Ronaldo, who aren't in the top 10, just for comparison. They're not, you know, too far behind, but nevertheless, they're not in that top 10. So we can see Salah's in a universe of his own, with only really Firmino challenging him up there. Then you've got Aubameyang and King. Bowen, still fixtures not so great for West Ham at the moment, but we might be talking about Bowen for the captaincy at some point soon. Yeah. Benteke, Trossard, Foden. We'll come to Foden in a bit. Mane there for Liverpool, who may or may not be injured. I think it was quite minor, but we'll wait to find about that. So the expected goal involvement for Mane is 2.16. He's at the foot of the top 10. With Salah, it's 2.93, so nearly three goals there. But a bit further down there, at 1.69, expected goal involvement is Son. 1.4 is Kane. And Ronaldo, 1.16. Son with a goal, Kane with a goal and assist, Cristiano Ronaldo with a goal and an assist. So stats-wise, as I said, we haven't got much to go on for them. But yeah, looking at this table here, sort of cements Salah's role as a captain. But there are some other intriguing options, I guess, particularly maps Ronaldo, Foden.
Yeah, I think Ronaldo is behind the names that we've mentioned. But we've said it before, it's Ronaldo. I don't think he's ever going to be a bad option for captaincy. I think he's got one goal in his last six. And that highlights the issues at United. Pogba's out again this weekend. Will they go four at the back? Will they go three at the back? There's just issues at United, aren't there? And it makes it very hard to captain somebody because you don't know which United's going to turn up. Is it going to be the United that has massively struggled over the last couple of weeks, or the Man United that went to Spurs and comfortably beat them 3-0? It's hard to pinpoint, isn't it? And Watford, since Ranieri came in, they had that terrible start against Liverpool. Since then, the last couple, I think they've just conceded one against Southampton and one against Arsenal. Starting to show improvement. I think they're a bit lucky at Arsenal. I thought, you know, Aubameyang had the penalty saved. I think they had a goal to Slaward as well. So maybe a little bit fortunate there. I personally wouldn't go to Ronaldo this week. I think the three options that you mentioned before him are above him. But after that bracket, he's probably the best of the rest, I think.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, I'm looking at these this sort of defences, the last four. With Manchester United and Watford are the worst defences by a distance as well. Their only real challengers for awfulness is Newcastle, Norwich and Villa, your team there, but under new management of Villa. So,
new era.
Manchester United and Watford, that says to me, I mean, it could be the curse here and it'll be 0-0, but that says to me that that could be some goals in there. So, Ronaldo, maybe an option. We had a question of that. Nishal asked about, he has both Ronaldo and Salah. Who do I captain this week? Well, I think you've already said it, really. It was Salah you would go with, but Ronaldo sort of behind an option, but
I just don't, you know, you get so much confidence in watching Liverpool play at the moment at that attack, and you just don't get those vibes from Man United at the moment. And that gives me more confidence to captain somebody like Salah, because I know that Liverpool are going to create chances. And even against Watford, you can't say that for sure ahead of that game, in my opinion. I have a bit of trouble backing United assets at the moment with the captaincy until we see some better patterns of play in the, you know, going forward.
Let's look at the rest of the fixtures there. I've mentioned Foden, Man City against Everton. That looks like a great fixture. And looking at the expected goal involvement and the top 10, it's Foden, basically. Foden's your man. Yeah. If you're going to captain a Man City asset for this fixture, it would be Foden. I mean, can he compete with the likes of Salah? And is he still if you want to do something a bit different, still a good option?
I mean, he feels more nailed now, doesn't he? But I still have issues with, Grealish was benched the last game week, wasn't he? Foden played on the left. I still have concerns about it, that he might be given the odd benching. It feels hard to drop him right now, but it's an unusual time coming off the back of international fixtures, isn't it? You know, there is some rotation. Players sometimes pick up knocks without us knowing it. It just feels like Foden... I mean, I think he'll start, but do I feel confident enough to hand the captaincy to him? Against Everton, Everton feel like a very mid-table team this year, don't they?
Yeah.
I think they're really missing Doucouré, and I think they're really missing Calvert-Lewin. I think that Benitez generally knows how to set up his team. He's a good defensive coach, but they've had a couple of lapses against Watford and the first half against Wolves recently. I don't feel confident enough to captain one of their assets. I think... you know, you said Foden, but Cancelo probably
well,
deserves as much
we
of
have
a
some
shout,
questions
doesn't he?
In the live chat, like nuclear atoms for one, talking about Cancelo. And yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it more on the Scoutcast tonight, but he's underperforming incredibly.
There's more to come. In terms of goals. Yeah, I mean, he's scored in Europe, hasn't he? But not in the Premier League. I don't think he's scored at all yet, has he?
No, just assists.
So yeah, you get the feeling that a goal is going to be on the horizon because he takes a lot of shots, and I know they're a bit speculative. They've got a few of them from range, but he gets a lot of efforts in. You'd expect him to start this weekend as well. Mm. And yeah, I mean, I'm not one for captaining defenders, but that's been my kind of approach throughout my whole time playing FPL. And some people would have had success with players like Alexander-Arnold last year and maybe even this year.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily for me, but, you know, Cancelo, if you're going to captain a defender this week, he would be the prime candidate, wouldn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think the our focus on not captaining defenders, we perhaps, you know, every season we perhaps need to rejig that for certain fixtures and certain candidates, the likes of Alexander Arnold, Reece James, for example, Cancelo, they are so attacking, they are so far up the pitch, they are so good at the delivery, the crossing, even the assist potential alone. You could be looking at just if there's a clean sheet and an assist, there's going to be bonus, and you're looking at a double digit haul immediately.
And if they're up again, I mean, Everton, you know, we spoke about it, feel like a mid-table team. Maybe that isn't the fixture to do it with a Cancelo. Maybe it should be against a Norwich or a Watford or something like that. But interesting all the same. And, you know, De Bruyne as well. But the only worry with somebody like De Bruyne, again, is minute management coming off the back of playing internationals. Yeah. Pep seems to be managing his fitness a little bit. So feels like a little bit of a risk, maybe.
There are some other candidates here. So it's not just Salah. It's not just Kane and Son. You know, there is the likes of Ronaldo to consider, the City assets. I've written down in my notes here, Bowen against Wolves. I mean, I'm really impressed with Bowen. And he's one of these players. I would be annoyed with myself if I don't get him in my team at some point, because he is
brilliant, actually,
in FPL terms, the best West Ham asset. And I'm not that bothered with Wolves at the moment. I think they're there for the taking.
This feels like a good fixture for West Ham, I think. I mean, Wolves have got better since Bruno Lage came in. They're scoring more, they've got more possession, but they also defend a lot higher up the pitch too. And that could be good for a team like West Ham. So good from set pieces, which helps Bowen as well, because he is on some corners. They've got a Bonner out now for the season, so Dawson will probably come in. Another threat from set pieces to add to the South checks. And it's a good fixture for Antonio as well, I think, this one. Not quite captaincy material, I don't think, but if you own Antonio, I think he's got some tough games coming up, but this is one that should feel comfortable playing him. I will myself. And,
definitely.
And yeah, not a bad fixture.
Scored for his country as well, I understand.
Jamaica.
So new in the Jamaica squad and had got a goal there. I've got some. We've got new management here. So your team, Villa, Gerrard there, but also Newcastle with Howe there, bringing the band back together with all his former Bournemouth players. So there could be some goals there with a new manager bounce. So with Villa against Brighton, I put Trossard for Brighton, but who would it be for Villa? I'm not. Well, no, I am saying
it's
if someone wants to take a risk on captain, a Villa fan like yourself might want to captain a Villa player.
It's difficult because there's so many unknowns going into a new era with a new manager, isn't there? I mean, I think Gerrard will play a 4-3-3. I think he's going to really like Watkins. I think Watkins is going to emerge over the next couple of months as a really good forward option. But I don't know where Gerrard's going to play him. Will he play him up front, benchings, or will he play him from kind of like a wider position? I think Gerrard always plays his wingers quite narrow, or he has done at Rangers, which would be fine for Watkins. But where will he play? Feels like we need to do a little bit of scouting first. But if you were going to captain a player from Villa, which I hadn't even considered before you asked me, Joe, I'd probably be looking at Watkins, I think, as the option. Feels like a tough game, though. You know, Brighton, good defensive team, as you know, Joe. So tough game. I could see that being a draw.
Yeah, I'm going to play Steele in this one. I think it's going to be nil-nil.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tight game. I'm going to the game, actually, so it'll be interesting
in that case, I hope it's a 5-4 thriller to Brighton, then. So you get to see lots of goals.
4-4 thrill. Yeah,
you get to see lots of goals for your team. And Newcastle against Brentford. Wilson against Brentford. I don't like the Brentford defence. And I think Wilson, I mean, new manager bounce, that looks like a really good Maverick captaincy punt there.
Yeah, good option, I think, Wilson. Now, if you're going to get Wilson, now is the time to get it as well with the next four fixtures. There's no hanging around. I think you move this week for him and you play him for the next four. And he's on penalties. Brentford have looked a little bit shakier over the past few weeks, haven't they? Is that going to continue, or will they get? I mean, they were brilliant, weren't they, the opening weeks? Nobody would have been considered captaining anybody against Brentford in the first few weeks, looking at how they played. Now that's slightly changed. But again, quite a few unknowns with Eddie Howe. How is he going to set up there? But it wouldn't surprise me if Wilson got something at the weekend. No. I think he's a good forward option. Yeah. I did consider it as a replacement for Antonio. Mm. I don't think I'm going to do that this week. But decent option. And as well, new manager bounce at Norwich as well. I think I'd probably feel more confident captain a Southampton player than a Norwich player.
I'm going to go double Southampton this team if injuries.
I'm strong. This one. Livermento.
But not for the captaincy. For the captaincy, Leicester Chelsea. I've just written down here too tough to call for the captaincy. Is that a fair assessment?
We ran a big numbers article on the site last week, which. Basically has a look at all the recent statistics from the last kind of 6, 7, 8 game weeks. And Leicester have actually conceded a load of crosses from their left side over the past few weeks, which could benefit somebody like Reece James. Although with Leicester, you never quite know how they're going to set up. It does feel like a tougher game to call. It's the early kickoff as well after an international break. Might be a little bit of a slow game to get started, maybe. It doesn't feel like a captaincy fixture, does it?
No. Early evening on Saturday with reliable Mo Salah.
Looking forward to that.
That looks like where we're looking at. But all of those who are intrigued by Kane, Son, Ronaldo, and others, I do think they are fair punts. But for you and me, you know, we are. Some people are about who they're going to captain, but we're pretty much coming down to that. It's going to be Salah. For us, we're gonna have more tonight on the Scoutcast discussing Kane and Son and whether they can challenge Salah and also whether they're just in general worth getting in. But in the meantime, thanks so much for joining me, Tom, and thanks for all of those that have joined us in the chat. Well over 400 of you. Thanks a lot for your time, and Tom, good luck with your decision to captain Salah again.
Cheers, Jay. Thanks for having me. See you next week.